Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
You're very welcome to Travel Talk, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Eddie Wilson from Ryanair. Eddie, pleasure to meet you.
Great, thank you.
Some very impressive figures there. Of course, we're celebrating here today in the embassy, in Spanish embassy, 20 years of flying to Spain. And the figures that they gave us today, Eddie, were majorly impressive.
Yeah, I mean, when we think about it, like with the largest airline in Spain, and I suppose we tend to think about it from an Irish perspective of people just going to, you know, Malaga or Alicante on their holidays. But, you know, largest airline in Spain, much bigger than Iberia or Vueling. We are contributing, like, tourists that we bring to Spain create 300,000 jobs in Spain. That's why we're here today. Like, we're important. And I think I'm particularly proud of Ryanair and all the people who work there, you know, because sometimes, you know, they get a hard time. You know, here's an Irish company moving the dial on an economy. And it's not just Spain, like it's Italy, Greece, France, Germany, all these places as well. And sometimes it isn't seen that way, you know, given how we've grown over the years. But really proud. That's why we're here today, because the Spanish have recognized that what we're doing and that we're the future of tourism, and we underpin their growth and their recovery from COVID-19.
Yeah, and it's very impressive. And I mean, I heard Michael Beery saying recently, Eddie, about the sustainability, but about the you know, the actual carbon footprint now, which has become a big thing. I was chatting to Stephen Dooley there from Trinity. You have a wonderful partnership that you do with them in terms of research and aiming for 2050 to be, you know, to be in a really good place in terms of eco-friendly.
Yeah, and I think there's, what happens is that aviation became the sort of whipping boys for it, because, you know, when you look at the contrails from an aircraft, it doesn't look right. Okay. Where people might be surprised to know that shipping accounts for more than twice the emissions, than airline travel does across the world, but it doesn't make such a nice picture. I mean, it's a pretty nice picture with cruise ships going around, but like that aside, you know, we're not going to get any further by just blaming or greenwashing or talking about what other sectors are doing. It's what we could do. And, you know, the airline industry is moving to, you've got to get more people on aircraft. They've got to be less noisy. They've got to be more fuel efficient. And the key to this is going to be, just like it was in the car industry, you move from carbon-based fuels to electric cars. Or maybe that's going to go to hydrogen. But in our industry, the only way this is going to work is with sustainable aviation fuel, because it's a safety critical industry. They can't test out new engines in the type of time scale that people want to deliver on. And you can also mix sustainable aviation fuel with existing fuel, and it can go in the same tankers and all that. That's going to be the key. Got to get away from this thing. Like, travel isn't discretionary, you know? This travel is essential. If your kids are away in university, if you want to travel abroad to work, you know, it's not all just about bucket and spade going up and down on your holidays, and you can choose not to do that. Don't forget, those economies, including the Irish economy, depend on travel, and everyone doesn't want to spend half their time traveling on their holidays. They want to get there point to point. And that's why this industry is probably more coordinated and more committed than any other industry to getting on that goal, because we all know the risks that are there for us, and we need to get not our house in order, but we need to make those changes quickly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I was in Nuremberg recently, a few weeks ago. Your new route there, 4 times a week, and amazing place. And by route, the Wagner, the history of the opera. What I mean, and opening up whole new areas there again. And of course, with Spain here, I mean, the amount routes that you fly, I mean, it's amazing. And it's all about accessibility, and what you've brought to Spain is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, like a couple of weeks ago, I was down in La Palma, and people tend to think, is that in Mallorca? No, it's the island that is quite near the Tenerife, which was the where the volcano exploded, and we ended up with, there was 3,000 homes that were subsumed by lava, and to see that up close was fantastic. And you know, to see the power of nature. But like, there is an island that needs connectivity. We've launched 4 routes there, and you can see that the Spanish government react to that sort of investment. And it was great to find out, like, here's an interesting one where there was a there was a famous Irishman from Cork who landed in La Palma Island back in the 17th century, you know, a couple of years before the French Revolution, and invented modern day democracy in that island. And, you know, the main thoroughfare in La Palma is called Calella O'Grady. And he decided not to go
in. Cork people are great.
I tell you, those Cork people all the time. So they invented, wait till they'll be unbearable now that I've told them that they invented modern day democracy. But it's true. Like that's the power of travel though as well. Mm. And you could do it. Like, it's 123 different destinations out of Dublin, you know, from Ryanair this summer. And don't forget, the summer goes right up to September and October. So people are thinking about a break and getting a value break. Book ahead to September and October, and there's plenty of it. Like, great new routes this year, like Alghero in Sardinia, Madeira, again, a place people couldn't get to. Now direct flights down there, a fabulous place as well, and a completely different experience than the Canaries.
Yeah, no, brilliant. I mean, 2 decades contributing to Spain. Just on the figures before we finish up, the figures are staggering. Mm. There, I mean, what you've brought to the economy, the figures?
Right. We contribute 1.2% to Spanish GDP. Like, little old Ryanair does that. We are responsible for 18 billion euros spent by the tourists that we bring there. That translates into 300,000 additional jobs in the Spanish economy. Like, we are, it's not just in the traditional Malagas and Alicantes. It's in Santiago de Compostela, Jerez, Valladolid, like places that people should go. I mean, Spain is an amazing place to go to. It's not all just about the beaches. It is so accessible. It's got great history. It's got great food. It's a great place to visit.
No, absolutely. And I must say, Eddie, it's really fantastic to see what you've contributed over the years, and well done on that. In terms of the travel situation at the moment, I mean, you know, you've come out of challenging times. I see other airlines there kind of, you know, cancelling loads of flights and lots of stuff. You guys seem to have your act together a lot with this. You seem to be good. And prices seem to be holding up very well too.
Well, I mean, we did, like, we're an airline and we wanted to always travel after COVID-19, and we planned for that from day one. And if you remember, we were at the forefront of the wearing of masks, which, I seem to recall, we were ridiculed about at that time. We were at the forefront of the European passport that got people to quit with the vaccine passport. Like, we were instrumental in that because we were at work. We weren't out in the golf course somewhere. We were at work, and we made sure that our people were employed and they were kept current. They had to take sacrifices in pay cuts as well, and they're all being restored now with negotiated agreements. But it's still not easy. I mean, even though we've grown by 115%, we have our largest schedule out of Dublin, for example, this year, and also out of Shannon and out of Cork. We have the right amount of pilots and the right amount of cabin crew right across the network. But we're being let down by air traffic control, by handling agents elsewhere. And we've had some disruption, but not self-imposed ones. I don't know what other people were thinking about. Then you can let ordinary people go and hope they're going to be there when it comes back, you know? Clearly, these people never has anyone for a dance in their life, you know?
Yeah. So, unfortunately, some rather questionable decisions taken. Yeah. I mean, we saw the airport recently. I mean, rather strange, but seems to be all coming back anyway again. I had no problems flying the other day, so it was all good.
But I can tell you, if I've traveled, you know, throughout the pandemic, you know, because I had to for business as well, and it's just great to be back traveling. Don't forget, once you get through the airport and you get off the plane, don't forget to buy a sandwich and a cup of coffee. But when you get off the other side, it's well worth it.
Brilliant. Eddie, I suppose one last question I'd love to ask you. Where do you like to go on holidays yourself? Or is that like asking you what child you
prefer? I go everywhere. I mean, like, I go to Spain a lot. I go to Malaga. Italy is
Malaga's fabulous, isn't it? A city destination in itself. It's brilliant.
Think about, like, Italy, like Sicily. I love Puglia, northern Italian plain. I could stay there for the rest of my life. You know, there's enough going on there. Greece as well. I mean, the Peloponnese is probably quite near Athens, is special as well. And the places that people forget about, you just mentioned there, Nuremberg.
Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah.
Always great value.
Absolutely.
Always great.
Great beer and great food. Mm. I really enjoyed it. Eddie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a million for your time today.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
106.8.